hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on the TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM, FM, shortwave, talk radio. The truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Talk
radio. I'm Alan Watt, standing in for John Stadmiller, today, January 28th. I'm generally on Cutting Through the Matrix. We'll do a little matrix cutting in this particular talk. We're led to believe that things just happen to evolve spontaneously, and politicians and big shadowy parts of the government, this government, the MI6, the CIA characters, just go into action to try and resolve some problem never saw coming. And that's the trick that's been played upon the public for an awful, awful long time. I have no doubt whatsoever that even before World War II, every country that's been invaded by the West since then was banned back then. I even have books from the Council on Foreign Relations and the Royal Institute for International Affairs, same body actually, from the global meetings back in the 1930s, talking about targets down the road after World War II, and this is written before World War II had even started. They even knew who they were going to go to war with, including Japan. They knew Japan would come in it too. They must defend the Soviet system, they said, at this big international meeting held in Australia. And they said at all costs must be saved. They didn't say why. We know now why, because the Soviet system was simply the dialectical game that they played between capitalism and communism. The two isms came together to create the third way, or the third wave. Plato called it the third way, and Toffler called it the third wave. Same thing, amalgamation of the two systems, where a fascist elite live in happiness, really, creating a utopia, a managed utopia, over a public that eventually will be literally, I mean literally, unconscious, because they had total faith in science, that through scientific technique, as they call it, could manage the mind of billions of people across the planet. But on the way, they had to completely alter culture in such a way that generations would be born, live, and die, and adapt part of the culture that they were upgrading without even realizing that someone was giving it to them. The adopt culture, as Plato said, still do adopt culture. They think that everything that appears on the shelves, the new toys and so on, was there for their enjoyment, like children, and that was the intent of it, to raise up generations who, like children, would never ask or wonder or stand back and look, where's all this leading to? That's the last thing they want. People should go into the writings of the ancient Greek philosophers, especially, who wrote about the technique of creating cultures and managing cultures for peoples. And Plato himself, who was one of the champions in culture creation, a
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, filling in for John Stadtmiller, who's down with the flu. And we're cutting through some matrix here because I'm trying to build up a little picture which shatters the illusions of the indoctrinations we've had, and we have had scientifically endorsed and funded indoctrinations for generations. Our parents did, so did our grandparents, and this was well understood and written about at the time by those in the know. They wrote books about it, which each other read. The average Joe was too busy reading other things and penny novels and that kind of thing to even take interest in them. But the big banking boys, for instance, if you ever get to see libraries getting dumped from banks, and I have quite a lot of books dumped from banks, it's astounding the kind of information that they were writing out and publishing, and how the big boys who were managing the system were learning from these books, the big banking boys and establishments. Nothing happens by chance. And if you go into the warfare departments of countries like Britain especially, and now the United States, they plan the centuries, they plan the wars, because they have a big chessboard and they want to take over country after country, and they will often give you a breathing space between it, sometimes not. They'll go right into the next country that they want to take over. And we, the public, are fixed generally on where they are now, or where they're going into now, and that's how far we see. The job of the media is to keep us in this realm of things just evolving day by day. That's the trick of the media, and also keep us distracted. And it also is meant to stop us thinking any further for ourselves. And that's been very successful. Most people cannot think for themselves. Zbigniew Brzezinski was quite correct when he said the vast majority of the public will shortly be unable to think for themselves, and they'll even expect the media to do their reasoning for them, to do all the thinking for them. That will become their topics the next day after listening to the news. That's the topics they'll talk about. They'll repeat their downloads. This is a war on the entire world, the war it's on now. It's a war of terror to scare everybody on the planet into complying into their brave new world scenario. It's not just aimed at adults. It's on every segment of the age groups. It's on the children, too. The children are getting attacked mightily in such a way they enjoy it. It's much better to get people hooked on an agenda when they enjoy their part in the agenda. And their agenda is to grab all the electronic toys, the games that they're given, and look forward to the day where they can be interfaced with a computer. That's what all the hype is about today, and all the big magazines and shows on television, interfacing into a virtual reality where eventually the elite hope that generation will grow up in a virtual reality, just like the movie called The Matrix. This is to be worldwide. The main terror that's being shown about compliance is aimed at the adult population, to keep them afraid and to allow all of this to go through without any hindrance. So the adults are terrified about a falling economy, which is just a juggling act anyway, it always was. And the adults are worried about not being stared at by the authorities. They want to get through their life. Hopefully they can retire, spend their money, and then croak in their sleep nice and happily and quietly. That's what the average Joe wants. And so they don't really want to know the big picture. They just don't want to be stared at. They don't want to come under the microscope. So they comply with every order that the Führer gives out to them. It's worldwide. That took many, many years. Many years of negotiations, setting up societies, bureaucratic organizations that were interlinked across the world to bring all of this into being. Those agencies were set up before World War II. And right after 9/11, there was a big rallying call. That was the big signal that it all goes into action now, because it was the action for a new American century to kick off the new global empire, with the U.S. primarily funding it, supplying the manpower for it, and forcing it on the rest of the world. And it shows you, too, when you saw all the other countries fall into line passing the same laws at the same time, regardless of their situation, regardless of if they had even no Muslims living in the country or whatever, made no difference. They're all going through the exact same agenda with ID cards, hyper-security, cameras everywhere, and so on and so on. This took a lot of planning, a lot of payoffs, because everything at the top happens with payoffs. That's no great secret. And it shows you there is a society that transcends all elected governments. This was attested to by Margaret Thatcher and others, who gave a series of speeches across the world called The New World Order, back in the early 90s. At Massey Hall in Toronto, she gave one, and that's where she unfurled the plan, which she was well in on, and she said that religious fundamentalism will be the next major threat to the entire planet, she said. Now, most folk at the time thought that she was just meaning the Middle East, but no, if you look at the history of these particular groups that run the world, they talked from the 1800s onwards, the religion and silly superstition would have to be outlawed because it was outdated, had served its purpose. The new belief would be under the authority of the authority. That would be the new priesthood, and science would be elevated to fill the gaps of the old black priesthoods with the new white-coated ones. That was the agenda. And she said there's been a parallel government in existence for some time. She called it the parallel government, made up of high-level bureaucrats who were semi-retired or early retired from their positions, high-level politicians, prime ministers, presidents, and so on, that all knew each other because they'd worked together over the years while they were in power. And now that they're out of the eye of the public, they're given more power. They're called technocrats now. A technocrat is not elected by the people, but they're given real authority. They don't have to be pleasing the public. They don't answer to the public. And she said this was the only way to get things done. Democracy was too slow, too many arguments going on. And if you look into the Council of Foreign Relations and their mandates, they say the same thing. That's why they were set up. They realized that democracy would have too much infighting as all the lower politicians played their ego games, trying to get brownie points, and they couldn't get their big agendas through. It would take too long as they bickered. Professor Carl Quigley, also in his book Tragedy and Hope and the Anglo-American Establishment, two must-get books, fills in all the blank spots in history, tells you about this agenda that's been going on for centuries, and those behind it that are still in existence today, those organizations. And he said it's much better to be a technocrat because you live with the knowledge you have the real power. You're not so much in the public limelight. You don't come under scrutiny. And he said there are too many irreconcilable factions within society to get anything done, and that's why they were set up. It does exist. These big boys that belong to it have written about it, have given speeches about it in public. And Joe Public still thinks you just vote someone in, a lone gunman, and lo and behold, he cleans up the town for you while you sit back, watch television, and eat your chips. That's the con game that's played. The only way this agenda could possibly be thwarted is for people to realize what we're going to lose in the process if we don't stand up. And that's everything to do with being human. Being human, the other part of humanity, emotion, is a big problem to the elites. And yet a complete human being down through the ages is a sentient being, rational hopefully, but you've also got an emotional side with you that allows you to appreciate people and nature and all those things around you, or even a nice day. But that the emotional side also becomes a problem. The elite call it the irrational side. They want that destroyed. It's too inefficient. Emotion gets in the way of logic. And this plan of theirs at the top is to be a super plan where we'll be turned into happy little Borgs, happy because we won't know what unhappiness is. We won't even know we are a Borg. We'll just be assigned tasks and we'll be programmed to do it. But it must be sold to the public as though you'll retain your individuality, even though the big world meetings at Loyola University in Louisiana, hosted by Newt Gingrich, he kicks them off because they always find jobs for the boys. They never retire. And they brought it was funded by the U.S. Department of Commerce, by the way. That's your tax money funding your annihilation of your conscious mind. They said that the chip is ready to go. It will be inserted in the back of the head. And all they have to do now is convince the public to accept it. They said this will be promoted through all media, through cartoons for children, because they're the main target. They're the ones who are going to grow up and actually want it. And sure enough, it's now in cartoons, and the superheroes have them with all these superpowers. And it'll be promoted through movies and so on. We saw the cutter and different movies appear very quickly after that first meeting to get us used to the idea. That's called predictive programming. And it's steamrolling ahead. It's all set to go. But it certainly won't have the outcome that they give you in the fictional world. You will end up being the Borg. be back with more after the following messages.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out in school? That's what they said the Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea?
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, standing in for John Stadmiller. I'll be on Cutting Through the Matrix an hour after I get off the show, so you can tune in there again. And at the moment I'm talking about this super parallel government that's been in existence before I was born, and is much bigger even today, with its own departments of security and their own parallel organizations of CIA and MI6 and all the rest of it, interwoven with massive think tanks which have incredible funding, funded mainly through like budgets from governments, through different government operations, and also they get part of their government or their funding from the big foundations, because the big foundations are front organizations for the global elite. You're meant to think they're just there for charity, and they just want to do good deeds for the public. That's why they were set up under a cloak of charity. Charity has been used by brotherhoods for hundreds and hundreds of years. You can look into the Hashashin, who were one of the Brotherhood Illumined tribes up in Afghanistan quite a few hundred years ago, and see how they operated. And they operated under a cloak of charity. They even brought orphans in, who they trained to be assassins. They brought them up in a mountain retreat, gave them everything that they wanted, beautiful food, great scenery, wonderful life, and they taught them this was heaven. And if they went and fought for their master and obeyed any command given, then they would go immediately to a place just like that. That would be heaven. And these assassins had the ancient world terrified because they were well-educated, put into great positions of advisory capacity. Maybe years later, they'd be told to assassinate their boss, which they did without hesitation. So nothing has changed. These techniques are very, very old, and we have them today. That's where you get all these strange shootings that suddenly happen, always at the right time when they have a particular bill on the table to ban something or other from the public. They just happen to appear. And there's always too many questions about the particular individual involved. Not only the fact that they were always known to the police and well known to psychiatrists who were treating them, but it's always been a big mystery as how they managed to even get the firearms in the first place, especially the ones in Britain, that where you have to jump through hoop after hoop after hoop and do psychological evaluations. And yet they even had one in Britain, Mr. Hamilton, who managed to get through only and approved to have a firearm only because a British lord intervened and told them to pass him through. It's always the same story. So they have these mind control assassin types out there just waiting for the command, and they always go through in a fugue type state. They commit their deed and don't remember much about it afterwards, if they live at all. So these guys at the top will always make the conditions occur necessary to implement their seemingly plausible plans or reactions to them. That's how the real world works. And the wars that happen to in this real world are planned, as I say, years and years before the public get a whiff of anything being up. You cannot pull off anything today in this world, anything on any level at all, without the CIA or MI6 knowing about it, because they employ thousands and thousands and thousands of people on salaries from all different nations and races, and they've infiltrated everything in every country, and they have for a long, long time, many, many years. You can't do anything without them knowing about it, never mind blow up towers in New York. It's impossible. Not only impossible, but we know, for instance, that even in the BBC, on the day that it happened, or the day after it happened, a spokesman from MI6 said they could understand why the US kept ignoring all their warnings of what was going to happen on that particular day. They ignored it because it was something that was meant to happen. It was meant to happen. That was the big thing, the shot that went around the world. In other words, a new shot that went around the world. A big signal for the new agenda to kick in and roll ahead, and has it ever. Everyone now must bend down and roll over, going through checkpoints, it's security, border crossings, and airports and all this kind of stuff that never happened before, never even happened during the whole Cold War. And it's not because they're looking for hidden terrorists, nothing to do with that whatsoever. It's to train the public to go in to a totalitarian system. That's what it's all about. You're being dehumanized when you submit to it and ordered around by these Star Wars goons that you see there, these menacing-type goons, where there's no comeback. They don't have to answer any question. Even when they hold you, they don't have to even tell you why they're holding you or even why they're questioning you along a certain avenue. You're supposed to just answer like a good little scared citizen. That's to train you, because the Department of Defense in Britain, but it also is the head of the NATO, basically, the top think tank for them, came out with its mandate for the next 30 years. Their projection, what they see coming. And what they see coming is a horror show. And they know it because they're going to create the horror. We're back with more of this after the following messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Hey, folks. I'm Alan Watts, standing in for John Stadmiller. And listeners should look into Cutting Through the Matrix an hour after I finish this particular show, where I'll continue with lots more information. But at the present, I'm going through and trying to get the point through that nothing simply happens on a huge scale in the world without it being known about, which generally means it's also planned that way. And the objective is always to change society. Change society. The great work is to completely change society step by step into a perfection, a perfect society. The symbol always being the beehive, from ancient times. And in a beehive, every order of bees has its place. There's no arguments about it. In fact, they're genetically altered to have their particular place in the beehive. And lo and behold, so are we. They want a more perfected slave. A slave that they don't have to keep distracted with lots of information, entertainment. We are gluttons for entertainment. We live half our lives to be entertained. And I often wondered, even when I was growing up, how many hours a person would spend in their whole life just watching television, or reading novels, or playing games even, card games. Because all these things are, really, is passing time. And when I was very young, I thought, you know, every minute of your life is very important. Every thought that you can think is incredibly important if you're thinking along lines of understanding. Because you've only got this one life to live, regardless of all the other religions there that say, no, there's other lives too. The reincarnationists keep saying you get born again and again and again and again and again, and you pay off your bad karma like a credit card. You just accumulate it and pay off in a nice life. That's how they sort of do it. But in reality, I knew we have one life to live, and what you do and think, and what you do about what you think is very, very important, because you can make changes. You make amazing changes, even by informing others of what really is happening while they're all being entertained and when they're passing the time. We have a finite number of years, at least at the bottom level. At the top, they can extend it quite a ways, but it's not for the commoners. And so what you do with your life is tremendously important. And most people, again, have been stuck into dead-end jobs where they get so depressed and they watch the clock and they get home and they just want to zonk out in front of that TV set and they think they're just switching off, but they're not really, because everything on television is meant to degrade you further. That's how a computer is. You upgrade your programs. You're being upgraded while you watch television as they bring on more and more awful stuff and literally degrade humanity. They're making a mockery of humanity itself under the guise of entertainment. You know, there was an art show that traveled across the U.S. and across the world, I guess. They called it art. And it was put on by a German fellow where they had corpses on display with injected plastic in some parts and so on. You could see the tendons, the sinews, and they had one of them hanging up in strange positions with wires, and they called it the ballet of the corpse. And this was put on as art. You see, they never had this kind of stuff going on in ancient Rome when they had the gladiators. The Romans, for all their degradation and perversion that broke out towards their end, never went as, they didn't have fetuses and jars of urine and calling it art. There'd have been an incredible outcry, you see, about it, even though they were having blood sports in the arena. We have been so jaded and dehumanized, which is the whole point of it, because when you come to the conclusion that life is just, that humans are just another biological mistake, just a little anomaly on this planet, we're nothing special whatsoever, then the big boys can go ahead with the next step and the next step and the next step until you allow it to happen, because after all, what are you? You're nothing much, nothing special at all. That's the intent behind it. And it's working pretty well, because these kind of so-called art exhibitions that roam around have a purpose to degrade you further. That's its purpose. Not so long ago, declassified information from MI6 and the CIA admitted that they have run the culture industry since the 1950s. That included music, it included the painting arts, the nihilistic paintings, the Picasso types, the stuff that would make you all blah after you looked at it. But they also put on the degrading stuff for us to lap up and become dehumanized in the process. And you thought that the left wing was doing all that. Well, the CIA ran the most radical left-wing movements in the United States. The idea being that if you want to fight a supposed enemy, which wasn't really the point at all, then you set up the most radical speakers, who the people follow the leaders that they give you, and then you basically are controlling the direction they go in. That was the intent of the intelligence agencies. But they ran the culture industry in all countries, including France. The French won't like that. They don't like that kind of interference and tampering, but that's how it was. They had an office in London, England, too, shared by MI6 and all the top writers of novels and books, and even poets, because they were going to make sure that all our thoughts and discussions and even our fantasies came from them, because all of that was predictive programming along a path which they were going to introduce for real in the future. And because they'd made you familiar with it in a fictional form, then you'd allow it to happen without question. That's how simple it works. Simply it works. And that is predictive programming. They also adopted ways of dumbing us down. They had huge meetings about this in the Western alliances, even before World War II, on the use of drugs. Don't forget that Brave New World was written in the 1930s. And it wasn't out of the imagination of one man that that scenario came. This one man was simply one cog in a massive wheel of writers who were from aristocratic lineages, went to the best schools, belonged to Tavistock and other institutions, and they were writing stories, again, predictive programming, along particular scientific agendas that they would eventually implement. It's all being implemented now. Brave New World is actually here. So they knew how they had to tamper with their minds in such a way as to get us to accept every step that they wanted us to accept. They couldn't come out with non-fiction. They had to primarily dress it up in fiction, but with lots of real data incorporated. And they had a tremendous faith in the use of drugs. They talked about drugging the entire population of the Western world to manage the people more efficiently. Not to help you in any way, but to manage you more efficiently. They even thought at one time if they could take small doses of LSD and introduce it into the water or spray it from the air or do other means, they could literally, radically, quickly alter society, whether in this disjointed, disassociative phase that they would be in. But they found it was just too unpredictable. They couldn't control it so well, and so they thought about Valiums, etc. Therefore, they stepped up the whole pace of life in countries like Britain and Europe and in America. And suddenly all the magazines, the big magazines again, which again were generally funded by the CIA, promoting ways to get rid of stress and how stressful life was. Mind you, the same magazines made sure that male and female, if they read them, would become completely dissatisfied with the life they were living in the first place. That's how it was done. But then they always gave you ways out of it through drugs, the new sciences that would help you. And at one point, they even said that over, I think it was 45% of all British women, this is in the early 1970s, the beginning of the 70s, they were on a form of Valium or Librium daily, as a matter of course. So all you do is increase the stress factor, you create nihilism in a sense, unhappiness, there's no point to anything, they go and see the doctor prescribes them the pills, and suddenly they're back to being the Stepford wives. Nothing really bothers them too much. Mind you, they don't get much done either because they put everything off, nothing matters, but they're not so unhappy. And they had meetings about this, and world meetings, if they could make the public happy. See, it wasn't necessary to fix the things that were wrong in life. The whole point was to simply make them happy through drugs. That was the point, not to fix anything. Because under the new psychiatric definitions, being normal was simply to be happy. Being normal was to be happy, even though it's a completely new definition. Being a human being has its ups and its downs. It has tragedies as well as its successes. To be up all the time, they used to call being manic. Now suddenly, you have to be up all the time, be happy. And if you went to see a psychiatrist, it's still the same today because they base it all on Freud. And you fall out of the workplace and you can't do anything, you're depressed, you're lethargic, and so on. They'll get you on some kind of medication. He'll ask you every time you go in, what are you doing with your life? And when you tell them that you're back into the workforce, the very place that broke you in the first place, the workforce, you're buying stuff, you're paying taxes, and you're going around, you're going around having lots of sex like rabbits, then you're classified as being healthy again. And that's the new normal that did not exist before. Being a true adult entails having all of the emotions, being able to deal with ups, the downs, the sadnesses, and that's where you learn things, is through tragedy. Tragedy in a personal way, or tragedy to do with other people, your emotions make you grow. They are trying to eliminate emotions, so we are perpetual children. Now I've got Richard from Alabama on the line. Are you there, Richard? Hello, Richard.
Am I on?
Yes.
I want to talk about what appears to be a little bit of the New World Order agenda creeping into RBN.
Oh, go ahead.
There's a guy who has a program, and he spends all his time on immigration.
Uh-huh.
And he doesn't like immigration, but he never touches the subject of all these documented foreign nationals.
Mm-hmm.
Who are driving without licenses and don't need one.
Mm-hmm.
Driving without insurance and don't need one. They have jobs and they have welfare also, and they don't file a tax return and they aren't required to.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of folks on this network don't talk about it, but I see it's a growing trend that anybody who's not white has an opportunity now.
Mm-hmm.
To go to a consulate of some nation that where his great grandfather may have originated, and get documentation.
Mm-hmm.
As a citizen of that nation, and yet stay here, never set foot in that nation except the consulate.
Mm-hmm.
And yep. Just live here and be immune from all of our legal process.
Yeah, in fact, I was reading the paper, that was a couple of years ago, about this particular mandate. You got to understand, we're already global. You do know that, don't you?
No, only America is global. The rest of the world is insular.
Oh, no,
nativist.
I don't know where you understand that, because believe you me, you go to places like Britain, you'll find whole cities almost speaking the languages of India. It's the same. You go to Germany, you've got Turkish, you've got everything through there. America is the last country to become global, even though they pushed it and made it a mandate after World War II on the rest of the world, on the Lend-Lease program. That was part of the Lend-Lease program, that they start to become international and integrate into European society.
But China and India are not going along, and none of the African countries are going along with globalization.
Not yet. No, Africa, they've got a special plan for. They've got to unify them into one big country. That's going on at the moment, one trading block. Then they'll be forced to go global. And China's the same. China, although technically they're still classed as third world, even though they're producing everything in the planet, they'll have to go along with it at the end as well. So that's written into the mandates of integration. The third world countries don't have to adapt to these policies until they're brought up to a higher level of living.
Well, still it looks to me like that only the white nations are targeted for this destructive immigration.
Well, they're targeted all right, because they want the end of the old cultures. You don't understand, too, it's not a white racial thing either. The elite characters at the top, it's a class thing. If you understand that from a different perspective, the ones at the top of what you think are a white society, it's a class thing. Their class incorporates the high Brahmin class of India the high classes of China and so on, they are a particular class and they see everyone else as inferior. Once you understand that aspect, you understand why this is being pushed from the top downwards.
But still, can't you see?
But can't you see what I'm saying? So, of course, that they don't care. They want this big melting pot of new slaves, and it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter, because in 10, 15 years, you're going to see most people being cloned and specially made for their jobs. That's definitely on the cards. And look at the sperm count of the Western male. It's down 75%. We're going sterile by purpose, by design, and because they want to bring in a new type of slave, and they don't care what kind of color it is.
Well, it's apparently they don't want white slaves. They want black slaves and Asian slaves, but they don't want any white slaves at all.
Well, but they don't need us anymore. We're not needed anymore. We've done our job. We were the worker bees that forced this system on the entire planet.
So I'm right?
Yeah, you're right. I'll be back with more after the following messages.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code, or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Standing in for John Stadmiller, who's down with the flu. Should be back tomorrow, I hear. And for the listeners, if you want to hear more of my prattling on about this stuff, I'll be on an hour after this particular show ends. And I know it's confusing, this whole thing about immigration is confusing to people who see something from their perspective, from where they are, and where their culture has led them. But it really wasn't their culture either. I mean, most Americans don't know their own histories, even recent histories. And what happened, Hollywood's filled in a lot of blanks and gave you a fiction. The white people were brought over initially to colonize the Americas through different means and methods. Often they had to start revolutions back home, put down the revolution, and then export millions of people off their land like they did in Scotland, or get a famine going in Ireland to populate the colonies. And those colonies, as they call them then, were not really nice places because they were infested with mosquitoes. They had swamps everywhere. They had no machinery to uproot trees and clear land. It was all done by hand. And they found that the white races were the most rugged people who would persevere and actually do it. But our job's over. The elite of our, what we think are our races, the elite people, see themselves as a different race altogether. They have nothing in common with us. They never did. They are international. If you look at all the big boys in the States going back for the last 100 years or more, they invested abroad all the time. They were always involved in foreign investments. And they lived apart from the ordinary people. They might move amongst you on rare occasions, but they live apart from you because they see themselves as being eugenically superior. And this is to do more with eugenics than race. That's really the point of this. The top economists that work for the British East India Company, which was a British Crown corporation, only members of royalty and elite could have shares in it, had international meetings in their own day about controlling the populations, what kinds of plantation slaves to have. And eventually they changed the term to workers, even though they didn't pay them enough to even save up to get out of the area and move on. You were still a slave, technically. But they talked about this, and they came to the conclusion that the white man did not make a good slave. But if you taught him he was free and was working for himself, he'd work like crazy and do amazing things. So that's the con that we had. We thought that we were free for a while, and they gave us a, really from the 19... after World War II onwards, they gave us a happy little time, lots of entertainment, Leave It to Beaver, Little House on the Prairie, and all that kind of stuff. And everything that turned out from Hollywood was a Western, and everyone thought that's what the old America was about. There was nothing but cowboys for centuries, and it wasn't true. It wasn't true. And the time for the white man is over, because they also knew that the white man, if he ever did come to his senses, would actually do something about what was going on. Therefore, he became the number one enemy. That's why you'll find that fluoridization of the water was introduced in the white countries before anyone else. So the very worker bee that they'd used to bring forth this world agenda, the source of their armies that they sent all over the world to conquer and force everyone under this monetary system and tax and World Bank and all the rest of it, that same man, that white male, would be a problem down the road, and they'd have to dumb him down pretty quickly, which has been pretty successful, unfortunately. And they don't care anymore for the peasant of China, or Britain, the US, or anywhere else. They're all lumped in as peasantry by the guys at the top. We have to get that through our heads. We're talking about people who are intergenerational, who go through Yale and Princeton and Oxford and Cambridge and a few other places, and they don't see themselves as even having anything in common with us at all. I'll be back with more after the following messages.